There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
My gosh.
They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude.
Are these three videos the only videos that you know of that the United States government has that shows unidentified aerial phenomenon?
No, absolutely not. These are probably some of the least compelling videos. In some cases, you know, we've seen these things 50 feet away from the cockpit.
And when you're talking about something that is 50 feet away, I mean, what could they tell from being 50 feet away?
With all due respect, Gotti, I no longer work for the United States government in that capacity. So I want to be clear that I don't want to speak on behalf of the U.S. government. And I also want to give the government time to do what it needs to do.
But the interest in aliens and UFOs has been there for a very, very long time. But recently, due to some of the declassified videos by the Pentagon, namely the Nimitz incident and the Tic Tac video, this has really got people to take this subject quite seriously. And along with this new revived interest in extraterrestrial life or UFOs or, you know, these things that people are seeing and recording. And our world governments are coming out highlighting that they also have been seeing these things, observing these things, witnessing these things. It's revived the interest in this particular topic. Due to this revived interest, some people have been questioning and wondering how world religions would react to this realization, you know, if it's proven and once established that other life does exist out there, how would they react? Would religions have to change their fundamental views and perspectives on man, life, and the universe? Now, these are interesting questions. And from an Islamic perspective, I guess it's good to look at this. For one, you know, it informs Muslims in regards to how we understand this phenomenon. And secondly, for non-Muslims who are interested in this topic, they can actually look at Islam and think, okay, well, let's see what Islam has to say in regards to aliens and extraterrestrials and, you know, or this UFO phenomenon, etc. So I'm just going to briefly outline it here. And obviously anyone that's interested can go and read the Quran and study this for themselves. But from the Islamic perspective, generally speaking, although the Quran, you can say, doesn't directly acknowledge extraterrestrial life or speak about it, that's probably the more correct way of putting it. That's not to say that there aren't some verses in the Quran which indirectly allude to this phenomenon or allow us to acknowledge that, sure, life out there can exist. For example, in the very first chapter in the Quran, it begins by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All perfect thanks and praise belongs to Allah, belongs to God, the Lord, the Master, the Sustainer of the worlds. Now, this worlds can refer to the worlds of people, or the world of people, this particular world. It can also refer to other creatures and beings that may exist out there. Secondly, we have slightly more direct verses. For example, chapter 42, verse 29, where God says in translation that He is the one that created the heavens and the earth, and He is the one that scattered creatures throughout both of them, the heavens and the earth, and when He wills, when He pleases, He could bring them together. Now, this is very, very interesting because the word that's used in Arabic for creatures, it specifically refers to creatures or beings that walk the land, that are creatures of the land. So that can include animals, that can also include human-like beings. And here in the verse, what's been outlined that within both the heavens and the earth, God has scattered these types of creatures throughout them. Now, come to reflect upon this, you can even see this as a very direct verse which points to the fact that there's other life out there. And if God pleases, He can bring these different life forms together. And there are other verses in the Quran which allude to this. And especially if you look at the hadith literature, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, there's some you know, very interesting narrations there in regards to the question, is there life out there? So I guess in summary, what I'm getting at is that from an Islamic perspective, if, you know, alien beings, extraterrestrial beings would come to Earth and you know, they, for whatever reason, they came to Earth, from an Islamic perspective, it's not an issue because it doesn't affect our theology. It doesn't affect anything. If anything, it adds another layer of reflection upon certain verses. One of the verses which I mentioned, that God has scattered creatures throughout the heavens and the earth. Now, maybe, you know, what form these creatures take, God knows best. But even if they are intelligent beings, there's no issue with that from an Islamic perspective. If anything, I mean, I'll be interested. You know, this is hypothetical, but if these beings were to come, I'd be interested to know, do they believe in God? Do they worship their creator? And if they don't, well, that's an opportunity for us to give them dawah. But anyway, I just wanted to quickly make this video because, you know, for one, it's good to for us Muslims to appreciate that, look, in regards to this, although the Quran is not explicit in talking about alien life or specific types of alien life, there are verses in the Quran which open up that plane, which allow us to acknowledge that, sure, there is going to be life out there. And we're also aware, we're made aware of other types of beings, such as the jinn, right? The jinn exist. And this is another very interesting topic that I'm going to do another video on. But recently, there's been a lot of interest in some, quote unquote, if you can call them, I think you can call them reality documentary series, which actually focus in on this type of paranormal phenomenon. The Skinwalker Ranch, it's a phenomenal series. I really recommend everyone to watch it. I mean, if anything, when you watch this series from an Islamic standpoint, you look at what's going on and you're like, jinn. 99% of what's going on is jinn activity. But obviously, these individuals, they're scientists that are studying this phenomenon on a particular ranch in Utah, and they are not being able to sort of figure out what's going on. It's completely eluding them, this phenomenon. And they're trying to study it and research it, which makes it very interesting. They're using the scientific approach to studying this phenomenon. So it's a very interesting show, and I recommend everyone to watch this. But anyway, I'll do a separate video on this. But point being that there are other beings. Islamically, we know the jinn exists. There's an entire chapter on the jinn in the Quran. Now, these are, some would refer to them today as interdimensional beings. Some would refer to them as shadow people. And there's many other names in different cultures and different, you know, from people from different backgrounds that they all have experienced this phenomenon. These sort of dark, shadowy beings, which in many cases negatively impact and affect human beings. I guess if you're a non-Muslim that's watching this video and is interested in this type of phenomenon, is into aliens, UFOs, the paranormal, I would really recommend you to read the Quran, because you will be surprised. You'll be very surprised as to what you find in regards to, you know, what's mentioned in regards to these things. That being said, guys, let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. I think it's a fascinating topic, and it's very interesting that many people today, many naturalists, many materialists, many atheists that deny the supernatural, that deny God specifically, are fascinated by these topics, and they're researching these topics and they want to know more. Definitely pick up the Quran and read the Quran, because at least in relation to these topics, you'll find some really, really interesting stuff. That being said, I hope this was beneficial. Let me know your thoughts again in the comment section below, and I'll speak to you guys next time. Assalamu alaikum. Just before you guys go, if you guys haven't already, definitely check out the Quranly app. It's a phenomenal app to help you develop a regular, meaningful relationship with the Quran.